ngana de ser cruz le tan kya nam sang ma dan yeng ma thu pa sang ma yan ja thu pa thang tan ni ngem ma ma thu pa thare sa ba thu sang ma la yan thu pa la nga tan ni ka su yes
first of all I'd like to welcome all of you here those who I have met during my last visit, and those who are new, I'd like to greet you with a warm welcome.
Tene tohong e ne chitang ke tene nambusan ji be ki chu ki ki korne ane tanda ningbu tu ga chige yes
I'd like to speak briefly tonight the really essence of Buddhism what it deals with what it is about
ane tene chedang ge tene sanji nambu sanji be ge chue te la tene sanji ge sung be ge chue te ne sabjing ja che wa ta ye ba si de sung ge yo re te re tene te indu te sundor du ba yina tene zo tene te gwa rin ba sum sena ye de ge re temaim bena tene temaim na yang bena da do ha sene ni sene tene noe ge won de cheba yina tene dene sum se dang tene nga ge won de cheba yina tene ju de she se wa la so be ge tene chue jin nam ra ta ye ba si tene su yo res
generally speaking that Buddhism is referred as profound, vast, limitless. Out of those profundity, the vastness, that if one has to put that very teaching into a short form, they're put in what is known in commonly as the three vehicles or three yanas. Or sometimes it is also introduced, explained through the sutrayana and tantrayana. Sutrayana itself being divided into three forms of levels which are known as three baskets.
And
particularly the why it has divided in the three levels, which is explained as three baskets, is that in order to apply remedy against the three poison, there are three baskets to apply, the basket of the teaching. Then in the tantrayana aspect, that there are four tantras of teaching. So Buddhism can be concluded in short such as the three yanas, or the sutrayana and the tantrayana in that form.
Oh, tenders re, teni ti indu, te sonza, ane teni, teni tenzu tamche ke tzawam, tenda nyingpo drabo te kare re se na, teni chedang ke zogu sanji jom ten deke, teni songpa re, sondu, tenda nyingpo ti, teni, bena chönam tamji semi den dumbetsel la rap nes chene bena zo dane semi yin song la de yin du dane dane sem sing e di dane dumbala la le ge yo re de la te ne bena sem sing e di dane ndur gu gu yo re de do la che ba la khang ge gon ndur gu gu yo re se na dane zo chik shi su ne dane dik ba che yan me ja jin ge wa fu sum so go che rang ge sem ne yo sun dun den san ge den ba yin chene Then it's a shig consular, then the Benasanjig Sumbegi, then the Church of Pombo Jetishito Sena Rit, tegwaran ba sum senaya re de dene sum de judeshi senaya re tenzu tamje ge zawa am tunda ning buti deni de konsun de ba yi song a res
so whatever form one apply or one look the Buddhism from whichever angle of the from the vastness from the profundity it has 84,000 collection of teaching which again commonly one could also put into as the three yanas or that of the tantrayana and sutrayana in very short the very essence of all such the 84,000 collection and all those is really explained as that all phenomena is really in the matter of thinking or mind and therefore whatever we do everything we act is a question of our mentality or matter of thinking in that form to actually put the very teachings of such into short that Buddha himself explained in the four lines no act of evil or unwholesome actions practice virtue completely or perfectly pacify your mind that is the teaching of Buddha Dharma which again explains that in essence what is important is the pacifying of our mind
or tendes jin de song ba yin du de song za de ne de yin du de ne tan dan ning bun ra ba de da rang sem yong sun dur wa de tene nam ta pa na chö ki tan dan ning bun ra ba de ti yin song le de song du sem dul se ne song be kap su la ngö su sem sing e ji tangaran joge bena ganjeji lung yeon jeon ba inae re tene bena kashege lebalun jeonae re kashege bena da ningun jeonae re gaina samsunge jeon yeon jeone yeoba jeon yeon jeone tene ti that pandulse de junse jeone tende se jeone bena ngaran jo sik literal le tende se jeone sungguyo mares de gojuyo mares sam dulse de tenda ga sungguyo re sena bena danda
So now we come to understand the very essence of the Buddha's teaching is really simply pacify our mind. In the idea of pacifying one's mind, one must not again take the term mind as a very literal. Because each tradition has a feeling of mind. Some think mind is in brain. Some think mind is at heart. Regardless whether it is you think as in the brain or heart, that one must not regard the mind as a solid or concrete matter. And therefore, so therefore, not taking that mind is a concrete, solid, having taken that misunderstanding, then one might take it literally, thinking that one has to really subdue that solid, rough, concrete mind or tame that very mind. On the other hand, one might also misunderstand mind as being again very solid and concrete and it's wild like a wild animal and therefore it needs to be taming. So neither of that is a correct matter of thinking of the when we talk about taming of the mind.
There is. Da sem dul se du tanda khan sung yo re sena sanje ki sung bade khan dul sung bade sena tene sem khorang ki rang shi mayin be ge ha ko sung a am sem khorang ki nilu mayin be ge tene pada la ga chi ki 네 되네 adopt 인지케드 무슨 adopt 제시아베게 박차지요 그래서 어 대 다 박차기 되네 냄바 다 박차 쓰면 코란 대 그 박차 대기 되네 유리 결과되라 되네 박차 대래 저를 제바텔라 아니 쓰면 노르스기요 그래서 박차 대 저를 제바텔라 어때
So the correct definition of the taming of mind is that not realizing the nature of the mind. And not having realized that very nature, out of not realizing that, one sort of adopts a negative habitual pattern takes intrigue towards that negative habitual pattern, and so the correct definition of taming of mind is really to undo that very negative habitual pattern that we have developed or adapted to.
Oh, there is this sounds, huh? Then it tetabu ki, then it paksa tele galwa. Carresena, bena Naransuke, bena tanda dobuji yina. Then it Naransuke sungi ore. Zedanke, benata, sosuke karichi yuna yang. Then it sosuke hakone. Ye tiche gugu yu sumni. Hakosuma, then it chigi ore. Seven matse. Then it takes a word at Tamji, keep dark warm, seven of the social in Bassamni. Then a social egg and the chicken in the chicken in some baggy, take your day. Then a one is ever yina. Sosu, Namia chicky or mad. Can't have a tea. Can't chicky or a son of Tamji, seven de tanda. Then a desert jatamba. Kora, then a pacha key. I go so on. Then a koranke, one the mass on a journey. Then some Quran around the Masna Tawani memory. Agosuma, the Indu Dorna, some Rama memories. This one's a tetabu gives Pax Rama meba one jungi. Then a Pazang in Batele, then a Trone, then a Trone, then a Trove Matse, some Tela Rama the Masuna Toba. Agosuma, Tela Anne.
So, at present, whatever we do in our own very ordinary mental state, we seem to think that we are aware and very actually. Clear of every activity or whatever we do, we engage in, that we think that we are engaged in such activity with full awareness. But actually, whatever we are engaging in, we're not engaging in all those activity with a complete awareness at all. We only think, we only believe that we are engaged in such with a complete awareness. We are engaged in all those activities without any independence, overwhelmed by that habitual patterns that we have built. And under the influence of such a powerful habitual pattern, without any control of our own, that we are being engaged in all those activities. Although we think we are engaging in such with all complete clarity, awareness, but actually we are being pulled with such uncontrollable habitual pattern. Now to tame the mind really means to undo or to liberate that very habitual pattern where we do not experience any independence, but rather to really have a full independence, not being overwhelmed not being overpowered by the habitual pattern. That is the definition of the taming of the mind.
Oh, then this is. The Hindu, this song, then the Tabuki, then a Pakcha, then a Yambatele, then a Tony, then a Pakzang Yambate Tor Chebatella, then a Tangbu Kangu or a Senna, then a Tab the Masuna Tangbu Chot Churpati. Then it Yambo Tella, then a Tangbo, Paksa Sambuch Dengu, your is Paksa. Then this say on the Paksa say on the Jimsen, then a tea, Tagas, and Tati double re, Sene, Tendes, and a Yugi, a vegetalogic, than real man is. The Korala, then the same Korala, Komshi, the Masona, Paksa, and did you do the Hajang Galekabuch. This song's on Teta be Paksa tea. Yambatella, then a Kali, Tower Chebatella, then a Rimjiki, Zungugiore, Rimjiki Zuni, Kana Zungugiore Senna, then a Tangbo, then a Sosuke, Tensheam, then a Semna, Shishin Denguiores, Tenshe the Payot Denguiores.
So now one gets to the idea of having learned such, then we have to really liberate ourselves from that negative habitual pattern. The supreme method or remedy to liberate ourselves from the negative habitual pattern. That negative habitual pattern is not something having simply understood or realized you cannot throw or reject it. It's not that simple. Because we have been accustomed to such, and therefore having accustomed, we have developed that habitual pattern, it is not easy as simply throwing away or rejecting.
I was raised. Then so suge ha kona yang ani yuma to bachi yungu dong has ha ko so te kana desa na tena nyenda men te yu tu gura bas men kona ngoyba te yu tu bu yore te yena yang tena go sa meke sem gud sem badi troma to bachi yungu yore tela bakcha sili yore.
So that the development of the habitual or negative habitual pattern within ourselves is very similar, to give a simple example, is being addicted to anything, drug and so forth. Having addicted to a drug, we also know and we read, we gather information. It's not a healthy thing. Not only that you gather that is unhealthy, you also learn through your experience it is not good for your health. Yet you can never really get rid of it because you're so accustomed to it. That very drug, you can throw it away.
But
that very moment when you feel the negative effect of such a drug, it is possible the drug itself can be thrown away, but your that accustomed or your addiction cannot be thrown away. So you are able to take another drug, not that very one that you're thrown. So that addiction is very similar to this negative habitual pattern. So now the question comes here that what is the remedy to avoid or get rid of the negative habitual pattern? The supreme remedy for the negative habitual pattern is again positive habitual pattern. Of course, it is again a gradual training. And the gradual training in this sense very much means that you try to train yourself physically, verbally, mentally, towards the positive habitual pattern with the total development of the awareness and mindfulness of all your activities. That is a gradual path towards the training or developing the positive habitual pattern opposite to the negative habitual pattern.
Oh, this is the Hindu, this song, Canada. Tena tenshi ten kuyori. Tien do tena nang masan ye bega tangbo. Ta pena kase wore gums. Ena ta ngan su gums ya ti kansi kuyori sena. Tene pena tanda jabo chi ina. Pena sosu ki ni tanda shi pena shin ki pena men tuja sayan jabo ti tubu yinba hako. Tene tendes yinba hako na yang. Tene Kurang semgun zimba damang so najik syuk cembur je le yondu, ane rawam eba short juga yoris. Tis onza tera penat kap thela, penat dubu imbe ketang, penat sosu ke imbe kapsula, yuk thubu yorade ina yang sem la paksa de syuk cembur le yombe kapsula, tik kapsula tini tira dubu re samba cikta tiki, zimba ti kase wala tenshi ti yon thubu yomanis. Tene te indu pena ta ngaran zu gom gi ne kap pena gom ja yondu tene te gi pena te kap su te shi ti ten yong yo res te son za te shi ti ten yondu ane pena sem ke jik sam ba ina yang tene te te shi da pa yu ti ten yondu tene kuran pena sem kuran la ke ran wa me ba tene pa sa ko wa da ma son wa te la ta pena ka se ore ti sesin til tene ane til gyal tu gaji yugu yores teta bugi tenba de sesin de tenba se balla tene tangbo tene ngana zu gomse ya di chigi yores
so that's why in the Buddhism that meditation is stressed very often in order to stabilize firmly awareness and mindfulness in us, the meditation becomes very important or rather essential. Just as explained earlier, having built the habitual pattern or negative habitual pattern, like having become addicted to such as a drug, that in some moment you might really feel the negative effect of a drug and you want to really get rid of your habit. But if you do not maintain that very negative feeling toward the drug, if you do not maintain such all the time, then in some moment that due to your addiction, you have strong craving, longing for such, and being carried away, so to speak, that you again use drug, it shows that that you are strongly accustomed, or in our term, like addicted to that very drug. And the reason why you have used drug again at that time is by the lack of the mindfulness. So here in Buddhism, that what is being stressed is the meditation. Meditation stabilizes that mindfulness, and therefore, have by the virtue of the stabilization of mindfulness in us, then throughout our daily activities, we're able to sort of train, maintain the wholesome activity of our body, speech, and mind, refrain ourselves from the unwholesome activity by the virtue of the mindfulness.
Tene tiris, te indu pena ngaranzu yoke nyamnyo jengi tene gombegi nyamnyo yobegi lamatsu yoke tene sungyo aris gomba mayi gomba yis tene sungyo aris gom pena gomba mayi gomba yis sungdu kaha sungyo aris tena 빼나 다 당부 검수도 카시에게 검수도 즉 오늘 검주 여바 즉 검네 라는 고구여 버렸어. 레 당부 빨라 빼나 검배 값을라 때네 쌤도 마소는 진서 지게 지게다 믹된 저부 지게 검배기 고구여 버렸어. 얘나야 디 빼나 레 당부 빨라 때네 빼나 쌤도 마소는 진서 지게 빼나 천재 잠지 제 마도 데 코라랑 검니 안 산지 그랬어요 말이에요. 하고 송아 된다게 디 탑드 가르래서 쌤 딘딘은 진투바 방법 쌤 나도 내도 가르래서는 다한다 대시 때 말라 빼나 남도 망고 슈지 숲 디 숲에 끼텔라 아니 빼다 대시 때 인주지다 소소게 진짜 파샤 빼는 당부대 남도도 많이 쉬엄마 되게 동아요. 그래서 대손장인데 당부 탑도 마서나 때에 지 가이나야 단당하는 저 가시고 옥 중음라 선대주고요. 가시에게 나는 꾼러부 불라 선대주고요. 가시에게 이근러부 선대주고요. 대체급에 좀 선대 당부 되는 선 대사지 제직도 대사지 유두 되는 두중기 난신기 남도 어떻게 좀 마른신기 당부 신로하지. 대시 투바 전에 되는 선도 코란 나도 내버지 좀 사두 되는 대응안에 되는 대시에 되는 남도 코란도 초용에 갑소라 되는 소수에게 되는 남도 초와도 모시에 버전에 되는 되는 대시에 하고 송아 된도 버지 용구요레스.
So when you apply such meditation, then you become victorious of the negative habitual patterns. And when you are, that means when you are diligent in practicing meditation. In the idea of meditation itself, the great masters, teachers, who have experienced realization of meditation, explained, it's not meditation. It is familiarization. There's no such thing as meditation, but it is becoming familiar. That is what the great realized being explained. That the meaning of really meditation. Again, as explained, that we take everything so literally, and as a beginner, that when you are meditating, one think, one has to have some object, something particular to meditate on. So therefore, of course, as a beginner, to train again to stabilize, to develop one-pointed concentration without any distraction, there are used many different methods, such as concentrating on the breath, concentrating on an image, concentrating on a syllable or a color. But the essential meaning of meditation is no concentration or no particular object, but when you become familiar with the one-pointedness, and by the virtue of the one-pointedness, you always become very familiar, one with that mindfulness. That is the meditation. The whole definition of meditation is not a solid something that you have concentrated on, but when you become familiar with the mindfulness.
Bena, tanda uk jungum dawa jik ta sem tege yo arwa. Tiko nal tene, tiko rang gom dewa tene san jikre sege yo.
So therefore that when one is taught at the beginning that you must concentrate on the breath, meditation and concentrating on breath, it is not said you can attain enlightenment through simply concentrating on breath alone.
Inaya ti tangbo pena gombe ki kapsula sen tsesi to nebe ki tabres. And kararese na ngaran so pena ta ninzi ki nawase ki yorba. Kan inayang chik pena shiro ki yuldan ten zimbe ki sheba sene yuldan yuze nisu yebachi tela konde yores de sonza yinde tambo gombe ge negam jabachi ina yang object ko yores ha ko songa ko yores de sonza yinde tambo lung jungum jabata ha ina ya je de ko yores de chene de sem nal to ne to ba yon chadu 테네 베나 남도 선생님 이온 사드 테네 델라 테네 테네 베나 나르도네 사드 테네 남도 레레 마레 톡슨 조르욘드 테네 디스토스 모시에토 베테시 텐토 용고 하르스 디케 야고
So that the technique the method of concentrating on breath or that of the image or that of syllable is a really very much a beginning method, which at the beginning, again, having explained earlier, due to the habitual pattern that we have also developed the dualistic idea. In everything, there is dualistic notion of the attachment, that you exist, there is subject and objectness, which is dualistic idea. That is the very much strong pattern that we have developed, and again to break through that dualistic pattern. At the beginning, one needs that object to learn to concentrate one-pointedness, to learn to develop stillness in the mind, and that object is used as a breath, image, or that a syllable.
팀마도 테네 가야 매바지 검세는데 검야 가야 말스 검신게 말스
So not having trained in that matter at all, if you are at the very beginning told to meditate on nothing at all, one would not know how to meditate at all. The whole idea of that meditation on nothing would not be acceptable to begin with.
This one's a tendency to go, tendency to tap,
So therefore, that the beginning skillful method is to relating with our habitual pattern of the dualistic mind having an object, and gradually when the stillness of the mind is built, then one goes beyond that very object. So when you have developed the stillness of mind, of the one-pointed concentration, mindfulness has born, taken birth itself. Having taken birth to that mindfulness by the virtue of one-pointed concentration, then it's not only during your practice session, but during the post-meditation, at your activities, work, and so forth, you are able to maintain the mindfulness as having built that familiarization.
Oh, this is it. This sounds a telatene, then pena naransuke, pena na semge, tenseda, then it's a lungaki, sutum la sobege, tapena, gawa dup, dipa pang, seag, gobek, then pena shebati, telatene, you will this. Akosuma.
So, with that relates to all the rest. Relating to the development of the mindfulness, then one relates towards the physical good activities that engaging, conducting oneself to more helpful, beneficial activities.
This one's a, the number gondolta, norna. Karisiga yorasena, then a gom sidu gombegi, then a gombeg, negap samji, maimba, Hankosuma, gom jabeg, toxo debe, negap samji, maimba, then to the number gondola, so suke, then a jelam, ro, duk, nyal, cha, jelam, kandreji, cheva yina yang, then a tela, then a tesheda, payu, then a bena, then tobachi, then a ranchuke, yong, yong, guguyores. Then yon tugres. Then the tether will yon tuber chevala, and the chedanke, candes chevresena, then a tatanda, ludan, sem ni perula, then in Java you do, then a semba yigi letter, samba lunga, kango, semba yigi letter, samba lunga glass, and segiore, carresena, then a luigi sumni, then a semke, 고송아 샘기기 썸니 류기 지기요 레스 데 인두 데니 디송자 데니 릉아기 개와 줍 기뻐 빵 하고송아 데니 제 연두 데니 데니 장 데니 썸나랑 슈키 데니 베나 제시다 데니 바이오디 수구요 레스
So that is real the definition of meditation, to become familiar with the mindfulness, not only having mindfulness when you're sitting and meditative posture, but being mindful when you're walking, when you're sitting, when you're sleeping, in short, in all activity when you have that mindfulness, that is meditation, or that has become a familiarization. So when you have developed such mindfulness within yourself, then you are very mindful of all the activities that you are engaging in, because your mind is very mindful. It is said that at present, as long as we are alive, our body and mind has a relation. The relation between our body and mind is that whatever thought arises in our mind or take birth in our mind, the body very much follows that wish, a thought, and therefore one engage physically those activities, whatever has been thought. That is the really a relationship or deal between mind and body. What mind thinks, body try to engage in that activity. That is the deal that mind and body has. So our whole idea is to have a better thinking so that the body follows a better activity or engage in a better activity. If you have negative thinking, then again body engage in a negative activity. So as long as
tene tendes res de indu tene lu ki dang nga gi gone tene pena jolam ya go pena gewa ti indu tene tene semla tu tese la temba dona tik tik la tik vin tik to yon to yo es
So as long as you have that very mindfulness, as we explained earlier, throughout the activity, then the body sort of follows. In other words, that they have such a relationship between mind and body, that when mind has such a positive thinking, and when body and speech engage in that positive action, mind also experiences some satisfaction and furthermore develops mindfulness. So there is very much a relationship between mind and body in that matter.
This song zang tell a tene, tene sanji ki song ne, dikpa jian me jashi, gewa pusun sopar jes jene song gobe tene, tene rangi sem ne yon sun dun, tene sanji tenba yins, tene tenyi la tene rangi sem yon sun dun, wate yin song ale. This song du, dikpa jian me jashi song du, tene pena kase gore sem korangi, tene nyomun bege wando ma song wa chene, tene tenba da shishin bhaiyo ba tenba che. Tene tell a tene, Tene pena luda ngagi gone gewa yantava jubar che Tini sundu jubar tene Tene rangisam yonsundurwa tisanjik tenpa yins chende sumbaris
So that's why getting back to the Buddha's teaching, because there is relation between the mind and body, Buddha explains no evil action whatsoever, evil referring harmful action whatsoever.
This is do then pena tenshi zawa ni ne mebek.
And once when one is engaging in that evil or harmful action all the time, it proves there itself that you lack mindfulness. And getting to the second line of the Buddha, practiced virtue completely. Now, having developed mindfulness, you engage in the positive, beneficial actions, which is the virtue. That happens, that would be actualized when you have tamed mind, tame your mind completely.
tene tis ta bena sanji ke tempa yin sunga rabas. O tende le tene, tene tisun sa dorna bena ta ngaran zu nyintu bena ta shenhen rabu jari. Tene ta gana ishin ke tekba chenbyu ki tene bena chanju ke sem rumbu che gomba rabata. Tongba nying kote bena gomba rabata. Tene ta gana ishin ke sanga dorji tekbe ki tene yedam ke la gomba la soba. Tata bena kari yina yang tene tanda nyingbo de kaan gugu yorasena tene bena tenshi tang tene bena semna tenshi di lembar cheba de reis.
So Buddha said that is Buddha Dhamma, having tamed your mind, engage in the positive action and got rid of negative actions. Now, regardless of what form of practice you are doing, of that of Savaka or Patika practice, or that Mahayana practice of the meditating on the shunyata or emptiness, or in the Vajrayana form of the visualization of deity or yidam, personal deity, mindfulness is essential in all those forms.
Ani shenda tenzu pa shani penta ngaran suge tardu lam tamse ge tane ta kongman la wuchi sege yore ta tardu cholam ha kosonga tane cholam la wuchi la chasha wa yina yang penta cholam ta ngaran su tane kaju kutumu ma yinbe ki kesun la wuchi sebe yina chakdi sempu sege yore tane ta gana ishin ki tane kase gore ta tane sige yore tene tenda wuchil tsuenba yina yang tene tiki kapsula tene ta kare song yorasana tene sem kora tene kase ore tene ti song yoras tat chidangi sem kora ngungo tene sa shing tene rikpa ti kora ngi ngan le tene sem mayingpa tene chanpa tenpa tela tene pena tenpa te goba chenpa yinsu te sung yudu tene dona tene tanda tanga tene dungu yores.
The even in the ultimate path of the liberation, the Mahamudra teaching, it explains that the very essential nature of mind is the quality or nature is clarity, and that of the also able to experience, perceive everything, yet it has the nature of clarity. And so within this path, in the ultimate, the path of Mahamudra also stress. In the very the highest part of the Mahamudra itself, it's stress that the mindful is necessary. Mindfulness open that very clear quality or essential nature of mind, and that is very much stressed in Mahaati, if you are familiar with the tradition, stressing upon the mindfulness.
So ndorna tene nangbasanji bege tawa tela tene tat bena khandezi nyamne chepa yinaya chenshi tene yatikta payut tene yatikya chambaris.
So in short, that what form of Buddhism you are practicing, in every form, in every vehicle, in every tradition of Buddhism, emphasizes upon the mindfulness.
Yeah, that's all yours.
If any questions, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, sir?
Mindfulness relate to enlightened mind, enlightened.
Tenshi, Sanjuk.
Sanjuk Sam.
Sanjuk Sam said, yes.
가르레스나 베나 데네 제바당 데네 시신 제시디 양타고 덴투바 이나 데네 소수게 데네 베나 달은 다 생겼지다 신 생겼지 다시 니슨 짐백 데네 달아 차고다 신라 당와 생겼지 데네 차고당 그 똑바네 졸토 그래 데 졸토바 이나 데네 될 때네 라시고 전주 그 쌤으로 붙이 줄게 또 그래서
When you have developed mindfulness, then we are also able to get rid of a dualistic mind. And particularly, even if one have not totally eliminated the dualistic mind, but by the virtue of the development of the mindfulness in oneself, that one do not give power to this dualistic idea of mind. Generally, when we have that dualistic mind, there's feeling of I and other, or he or she. When you have that strong fixation upon the existence of me and other, then there is a very much natural tendency of love to yourself and to other, you divide in a sense that who is close to you, you have attachment. Who you do not like or dislike, you have anger. So you have divided that because of that, again, the dualistic mind. So having, again, mindfulness, then you do not give power to that dualistic idea of the fixation. And the enlightened mind, again, take birth by virtue of the mindfulness, not being overwhelmed by the dualistic mind. Any more questions?